Yo, it's the Hippie Kid coming back with another episode recap. So last episode we had a special guest, Brian. We talked about crazy things, we talked about the universe. He explained some crazy facts that you guys need to tune in to episode 3, check out. It's called The Universe featuring Brian. Tune into that, you'll learn some crazy shit. But other than that, get ready for another great episode. Get ready for the introduction. Peace. Yo, what's up? It's the Hippie Kid. Welcome to another episode of the Trippy Hippie Podcast. So what's up? We got a special guest today, my man Rocco. What's up, Rocco?
What's going on, y'all? It's Rocco. Gotta know what it means.
Hell yeah. Rocco is a member of UKSO, which is a rap group, but it's also like a movement.
No, we're a mob family. Like, UKSO is a family. We ain't like all these other people out here trying to shine out here to say that, oh, we hardest people in the streets. We this and that. No, we just family. We got to make money, and that's life. I mean, in reality, life revolves around money. Is that right?
Exactly. They're just trying to build up and get their own money and get their own success. You got to respect that. Also, don't forget, UKSO is affiliated with
you got a shout
Cahoots
out.
Brothers Mob, as well as DJ. Damn, I'm really high. My bad.
Yeah, no,
DJ.
It's DJ Scary Panda Face Productions. We got it rolling down. Got my homeboy Slime Taz dropping down a lot of music. I even got to give a shout out to my little boy Corey. I don't remember what he calls himself. That motherfucker crazy. Got some good beats on there. He ain't even trying. This motherfucker's getting some hard ass beats in there. I'm not gonna lie. Gonna shout out to DJ Majestic. He does have some good shit. Ain't gonna lie. You know, gotta go out and go listen to our DJ Scary Panda Face Productions to get it. I ain't drop none because I'll just feature in with Slime Taz. Trust me, my homeboy Slime Taz. You'll never not listen to him. I promise you. Gotta go out and shout out. Listen to his one song. Need to look out and say.
Exactly.
What's up? Subscribe. Do whatever you can. Show my nigga some love. You know what I'm saying, guys? Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to shout out to Brian, our last guest, for such a good, you know, good content that he spoke. Gave some good facts about the universe. Now usually how this podcast works is we have, like, weed on us. Like, we got a joint rolled up, a nice joint. And then I ask you if you're ready to blast off. And then you say your answer, and then you ask me, and I say my answer. Then we light it up, take a nice-ass hit from whatever we're doing, and then we blast off. Once we exhale, that's when we get into it. But we're already high, so we're good. So
we don't need it on this podcast at this point, moment.
Right, exactly. It will be good, but, you know, let's get it started. All right, what's good? We are officially in the laboratory. So, like I said, we got Rocco with us. About to get the show done. So, we're starting with our first marijuana. We're starting with our first segment, which is the trippy truth of the day. And then we'll talk about how we feel about it and shit. That's how it goes. So, in Denver, there are more dispensaries than Starbucks, schools, and liquor stores.
And where? In Denver?
Yeah.
There's more dispensaries than Starbucks and schools
and liquor, even stores. That's, dude.
That's probably where they make their money. You know, a lot of places around here, you make your money from cigarettes and alcohol. Up in Detroit, you make it from fucking
everything.
Blunt wraps, tires, and cigarettes.
Yeah.
And then if you go anywhere else, everyone always just has their two main things that are top sellers that are high tax. And right now, ours is alcohol and cigarettes, the high tax rate in our city.
They said, hell no, we're putting weed on the map. They took over.
They put it where it's at. The only thing I have a diss about it is the fact that they have more pot stores than they do schools. It's not healthy. We need our education going up because if you're smoking
pot,
you need to be able to maintain your brain cells. You don't want to kill them off. It's not true. A lot of people say when you smoke pot and this and that, you kill off your brain cells. That's only if you stop using them, man. If you ever go to school, you ever learn anything, your teacher always tells you, the more you use the brain, the stronger you strengthen your brain. So just like if you smoke pot out there, everyone, do me a favor. Play a card game. Do something that uses your mind while you're getting high.
Yeah, don't be them stoners that sit there and sit on the couch all day after they smoke.
Don't be a couch potato. The guy on the couch, no one wants one of those.
That's why I always like doing shit. Like, I like meditating or anything. It's like keeping my mind doing
stuff. Meditating is not a good way to doing it because all it's doing is relaxing your mind. You're not strengthening your mind. You're actually
massaging. No, I mean, I'm just saying, I like keep my mind occupied in some way. But usually I'm, like, studying or something.
My thing is when you meditate, you're pretty much wasting your ability to use your brain because you're only relaxing it when the time being that you might need to use it. Now, everyone uses their brain every time. Even though you use your brain almost 97% of the time, you run your life in your morning and afternoon. Even at night sometimes, depending on how you walk.
More than liquor stores. And liquor stores are famous for being fucking everywhere.
Especially around where we from.
Dude. Probably fucking 30 of them. There's definitely more liquor stores in schools here. But, so the wicked wisdom of the day, which is just like our advice, is just smoke weed with your best friends more. Quit smoking weed alone all the time.
I can't say it's an advice. I can't really say it's an advice. I only say that's because that's something every pothead you know has been around here, they never smoke alone. They always gotta smoke with somebody. It's never fun to smoke by yourself. I can't say there's not people out here that don't do it. But I can at least say there ain't no one out here that doesn't think about smoking with someone every time they light up.
Exactly. So it gives me one more person and it will fix, like, it'll be more fun.
My wicked wisdom of the day. If the text message is so important than it is to drive and pay attention to where you're driving, park that bitch up in a fucking parking lot. Send your goddamn text message out and take off.
Exactly.
Remember, there's children and mothers out there that need to live. There's fathers out there that need to live. There's working people, whether they have children or not, they need to live. Remember, that text message takes 3 seconds. So does paying attention to the road. Always remember
you're sending
that.
A damn LOL, and then somebody turns around and dies. Ooh, look, we're getting group chat messages. All right, now we are in the next segment, which is a stoner quote of the day. So this quote is, once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive thoughts. Willie Nelson.
You know?
The true stoner king.
It is true. You will have more positive if you think positive.
But the way I read it, I feel like it's a smart-ass comic.
With your life and anyone's life in a revolution, you're going to realize you can't ever go life without ever thinking negativity because it's always going to smack you.
It's the law of polarity. It's like there can't be light without dark, can't be hot without cold, can't be peace without... What would peace mean if there wasn't...
One quote I heard today, and I was at my sister's graduation today, was... It was a very good quote that I like to hear. Mm-hmm. And that is, if you can run, run that mile. If you can't run, walk that mile. If you can't walk, crawl that mile. Whatever, though, whatever it may be that your obstacle is, don't ever quit moving forward. And that's always a good quote we always got to look out for. Always keep moving forward.
Always.
Life will always throw you obstacles. Will always hit you with some type of train that might make you stop right in your tracks. But you know what? Those guardrails will lift up sooner or later. You can't be the one to turn around and not wait for it. You have to be that person to wait for it so you can get through to your destination. Don't go out of your way to try to get out of your destination. Go through your obstacle.
Mm-hmm. No. We're going to go ahead and do the weed news first because it's going to die soon. But our weed news for today is... This comes from the High Times report. It's a website, hightimes.com. It's like a report. That's my source. But
everyone knows High Times.
Yeah. Michigan cannabis shops will only accept from state licensed growers now. So they're keeping it home. That's good.
Yeah, that's, I guess, a way to keep it off the streets. You ain't never going to keep any drug off the street. Yeah. I can at least say that. No matter where you are, it don't matter, man. You can't. You're always going to...
But you know how much more weed is going to be here now? Because people are going to be like, oh, I want to be a grower.
You make restrictions, you cause illegal action. That's my opinion in it.
Yeah.
If you tell your child not to do this and that, your child is going to go off and go do it. Now, if you try to tell your child, I don't want you doing it because this is the outcome, the cause, and you gave them the option, like, apparently, our God to now, if we believe in that,
right,
that you're given an opinion to obey or not, but in my opinion, you're not given the option to obey. You're literally told you're either going to obey or you're going to suffer consequences. Now, if you're giving me open will and free will, then in my opinion, we won't have consequences. We make the decision and then we fix our mistake. There's no such thing as a consequence. Now, if you give us a consequence, that just means that we have to follow and obey laws, which makes us a slave to society.
Right. Like dictatorship in small portions. But, so, rant of the day, second to last. Well, there's three, but they're not big. But, so, the rant of the day is loaning companies that require paper checks.
Yeah, what is
dot, it? Dot, dot, dot.
It's just like, what really makes me irritated about this subject is nowadays everyone's going digital. Any job you get, they're going to be mad that they have to send you a paper check. They don't want to give you a paper check. They want to do everything digital and
remember,
do it all
Walmart
straight from the computer.
Begged for you to get fucking
I worked at Little Caesars, and they told every last employee that if they wouldn't get paper checks, they would staple paperwork to cause you to get a card through the company, which the company supposedly charges you for to own that card and use it monthly. Now, ain't that about a bitch? They're telling you that you have to pay monthly if you don't have a bank account, so that way you can start your shit up. Now, my thing is if that's the case, then why can't we have our loan companies tell us, give me your account and routing number, and we'll just be able to hold any funds that we need to from off of your bank account? Because obviously, if we see deposits to your account fluently, and if you look back more than just 1 month, I mean, come on now, look back 2-3 months, if that's a requirement other than asking them for a paper check. No one even offers it nowadays, and you have to pay to have paper checks because most places don't accept checks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places, you won't even be able to go to grocery stores almost nowadays and give them checks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just want it directly deposited or digital.
Right.
Nobody wants to move no more to a bank.
Right. Rant of the day, everybody. Fuck paper checks. That's the moral of the story, yeah.
Fuck paper checks. Digital life.
Now we got something crazy coming with this main event, but it's a mystery. So what do you think it is? All right, and the main event is we are going to be talking about it's an MMO.
It's a video game that is a MMORPG that is released cross-platform through PlayStation, Xbox, and your computer PC, if you can run them capabilities. I can say that the game is a very, really well put together game. It took them about 10 years in development, and they released the game to some of the chosen publics, depending on all the dedicated people. I so happen to actually be one of those people that got to test the beta out before it even got released. We were told that if we paid a certain amount of dollars that we would be released a video game early to test it out for later development into the game. And I actually got to play it 2 years before it was released. And I got to play it as if, like, when Minecraft was dropped as a beta onto the computer. And any, I don't know if anyone remembers that, but that was when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1997. That was over 23 years. It's 22. We can be exact, whatever you want to be. Suck my dick. But either way, 22 goddamn years. It's just stretches, man. But, like, Ark Survival Evolved is what I'm talking about. I know a lot of people out here knows exactly what I'm talking about. And it is one of the greatest, in my opinion, I can't say it, but I can say in my opinion, it's the greatest survival game you could possibly find. They took the Minecraft schematics.
Okay, yeah, I can, survival game, yes. I feel like it has the crown for
survival game. They took the schematics of Minecraft, and they took a lot of other schematics of different games, and smashed them together to make them into one.
And it worked.
One thing that I say that is the best entitlement ever that they did was is they made open worlds, not just one, plural, worlds. Now, you were given 3 worlds off the get. Most games give you one and then you have to get DLCs. No, this game gave you 3 DLC. two of them of which not many people had unless you actually had the game before it was released or got the early beta or pre-ordered it and you got all the special attachments that came with it, you know? But this game, I can tell you right now, the one thing you can Google and the first thing you'll ever read, and I will tell you right now, and it is a quote from Wiki, that in the game, the players must survive stranded in an island. Now, it is assortions of islands depending on what it may be. And these islands are filled with dinosaurs, prehistoric natural hazards, and a lot of potential. Potential means it is very guaranteed in this game. They are very, very loose with that word. But potential means it's guaranteed to find a lot of asshole players if you play online. But with this new update Ark has dropped, it made it very incapable for people to be assholes and dicks to make other player experiences very shitty. Kind of like if you'd go in to jump on GTA 5 right now.
I was just about to say, just like, dude.
Everyone's got everything that you can purchase. This game didn't allow you to purchase to move forward. You had to grind to move forward. And they made it even harder to grind to move forward for people. So that way we don't have assholes bringing over shit that they've already grinded into new worlds that they've released. They've released 4 DLCs on top of the 3 maps you're given. Now, I'm going to tell you right now. They were talking about opening another DLC, but the thing that stopped them was that new game they came out with, which is that pirate ship game, and I don't remember what it was. A lot of people went smashed crazy about it when they heard that this game was coming to release because the designers and some of the people that just came from Ark went and helped develop this game with another company.
Damn.
And just to see that they're stringing off just a straight another game as they're working on it and already had it released faster than the other game just showed you how sloppy some of the work could be from what Ark standards is, because they waited 10 years and 5 of it is before they even decided to even release the beta. Now that, my friends, is someone that really wants to make it strong. Ark is not a game that you can just pick up a controller and jump into this world. Because you have to, one, you have to know the basic survival. You have to know what you have to pay attention to. And a lot of major things people forget to, and even myself, is your water and your hunger. That's right. Minecraft only worries about hunger. This worries about your thirst, your hunger, your how hot or cold you are. So your body temperature, it worries about your bone structure. So if you fall from a good distance, you're going to break a bone. You're going to start limping. You're not going to be able to break a bone and just say you have a few health bars lost and still walk on normal. No, you ain't going to drop from there and have a sprained ankle and walk away from it clean. No, it's going to take time to heal over. And this game does that. You can make antibiotics to help pain go away. You can make a lot of other narcotics to make pain go away, or you can make a lot of things in this game. You have to make antidotes to get rid of diseases and cures. There's so much to this game that people just need to just open their option to. If you actually played the game the way it's supposed to be played, it is the hardest game ever. The whole point of the game, and I don't mean to spoil anyone if they haven't, so if you do, I would skip past this a little bit. But I'm sorry, my friends, it spoils the best of the game. And a lot of people, I feel like you should know this
before you play it.
Because if you get to know this before you play it, it makes you more anxious.
Listen,
as
many people that have been spoiling Endgame, this can be spoiled.
Yeah, exactly. And this game, this has already been released for a while. So the spoilers, you've been due to see it and play it before anyway. So if you haven't, you should go buy yourself a copy and try it out yourself. But, you know, the spoiler is that the fact the whole game is based off of scientific researches based on Ark demonstrations for a higher intelligence. And in our cases, that would be considered aliens. So what this is it took DNA from every human being to reconstruct any possible Homo sapien and put it onto this world. Now it took dinosaurs and all that to try to reconstruct what could have happened in different capabilities if this and that. So the whole game is more of a what-if scenario. And you're stuck in this Ark and you don't realize it. And your whole point of the game is to defeat the bosses that protect these arcs to help you move further to unlock the arcs' capabilities, the arcs' extensions. And when you get fully evolved, you become a clear silhouette. That means your implant that you start out with, it goes right into your body. Now, that doesn't mean you lose the implant, because you still have the capabilities, so that implant allows you to go into many new areas. Now, this implant is more or less like a data chip, and that is what shows you're living in human being, and it has your ID, your identification, how far you've leveled up, what's your stats, what's your human's name, and this and that, you know? It's literally your ID, your social security card, and everything is in that little chip. And how they think about it, you know, it's kind of like an advanced way to think about it. We start out in Stone Age and try to build our way up all the way up to technology. All right, now if you're going back to technology and you're starting back from Stone Age, it takes a lot of grinding. So for you to be able to come up from Stone Age to technology in the matter of 5 days in the game, that makes you seem like it wasn't nothing to do it in the real life. But if you think about how hard it was to grind for those 5 days, it didn't take 5 days. It took 5 real days. So that means it took you almost a year into this game to actually evolve into one evolution. And there's seven evolutions
in the game.
Yeah, you have to evolve 4 times, but you also gotta be able to ascend too. Because you got thatch, you have wood, and then you got stone, and then you got metal, and then you got tech. And then you gotta evolve from alpha, beta, or from gamma, beta, and then alpha. And once you became alpha, what does alpha mean, everybody?
You're at the top.
Exactly. That means you're the top dog. Now, they even have alpha plays on the player versus player. Good thing about this game, if you don't like fighting people, no problem. They have a player versus environment. That means that everyone can play as a team. No one can attack each other unless it is given request and then is accepted. It has to be an invitation to battle to make it all fun. A lot of people want to just go out and snatch people up in a little box, keep them holed up like it's a holding cell on the side of the beach. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga forgot where he's at. Club him out. I remember my first experience, me and my brother, first touch controller. And this was in the beta version. Started right out. First time playing, we started right out in the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Started PvP. Soon as I opened up, I waked up. Started punching a tree. Saw a person standing there looking at me in the side. Looked just like Slenderman, just stalking the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm punching my tree, and this motherfucker runs up to me. Has a club, and just, like, swings a little at me, misses me. And I'm like, all right, he's trying to attack me, so I back up.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to make a bola and a spear. This motherfucker knocked me out with a club before I could make anything and put me straight in the cage, and I couldn't leave for the rest of the game. I had to make a new character. That shit got
in a cage?
In a cage. They put me in a 2x1 cage and told me, live. If you can escape, you can go. And you have to punch that thing. And if you're on PvP, it's not like, oh, you punch till the material goes away. You punch until that health goes away. Then the material will drop away. You can then destroy.
You gotta let your health come back and everything.
Because, yeah, when you punch something, obviously you're leaving bruises and a lot of contusion to your body. So at that point, at that rate, it's accurate. So, in a sort of say, you know, it's something. But they prevented that now. People can't put you in a cage as soon as you start out.
But they can still put you in the damn cage.
When you live in this life of arc, it can either irritate you or excite you.
Yeah.
The whole game, I can say, though, is nothing but excitement, whether it irritates or excites you.
Because
any time you have, like I said earlier, any time you have a stone wall, go through it. Don't go around it. It's never worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for any of these people out here that like survival games, but I really honestly suggest a lot of people out here should pick up the game and try it. It is a very good getaway from life, I could say.
Yeah.
Help strengthen your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I might show my boy over here a little bit of something around here if he can stay awake.
I'm not about to go to bro. When you're in a podcast mood, you don't go to sleep. Because especially if you just made a good one, episode 3 is a jewel. I found a format now. So it's getting improving each episode. And it's going to be beautiful to watch. Like, I made one of the segments we're going to have, is, like, every once in a while, is an episode recap. Or, like, a time travel thing. This isn't, it's this one right here. We're going to do time travel, and sometimes we, like, reflect on old episodes. Like, damn, I remember when all we had was a damn tablet.
Yeah, I see. You got any comments towards the Ark game so far? Have you played?
Yes, I actually like Ark a lot. It's fun as shit. It's like you said, it's like Minecraft, but, like, it's way better. And you gotta grind, like, for real. Like, it's one of them games you don't even want to cheat. Like, for people playing PC, you can, like, put in command codes and shit, but cheating's not even fun. No, you actually want to sit there and fucking...
The Xbox and PlayStation, they offered you to put in computer commands as if you would on the PC, too.
What?
Yeah, that's why you can do it on the Xbox app.
That's bull.
Good thing you can also cross-play from Xbox to PC, so you can play together. You can play together, play all the time.
They need to start making all games cross-play.
My buddy Halo, they can't, but they tried, and they're trying to get it to where PlayStation and Xbox users play. Yeah. People hate each other so much, so they can't.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest war. I've always been on PlayStation side. It's just what I prefer. I never said I hated Xbox, though.
I can't be on PlayStation side because they fucked me over. I will never buy a Sony product ever again. I spent $700 with them, and I was offline for about, I would say, maybe 3 months, 4 months. And I know I was only inactive for about 3 to 4 months, because I jump on my account to make sure it stays active, because as long as it doesn't go delinquent more than a year, they won't deactivate your account.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know it wasn't only 3 or 4 months when my account got fully deactivated and deleted, and they told me there was nothing they can do. I asked them if there is a way I can license transfer all my stuff to a new account and still be able to use it as a user, just have it transferred over, and they told us only if I had the password to access to it. And I had the password, and they told me the account was deleted. They told me there's nothing they can do. I will never work with Sony ever again, because they told me $700 went down the drain, and that all they could say was, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, but if you want your customers to stay with you and spend money with you, you'll do anything to make sure they get their money's worth.
If you're a big-ass corporation like them, you definitely would. This isn't a small business here.
Funny part is, I had the same issue with Xbox. You know what they did? They transferred all my shit over, whether my account was not accessible or not, right over. And you know what they did? They found out my account wasn't accessible. They unlocked it for me to make it accessible. That's how Xbox is. They're number one all-stars with their fucking...
That's because it's Microsoft. And Microsoft, you know...
But Sony has been here longer than Microsoft. Sony was the one that made the first computer, kind of. So, I mean, if you think about it, Sony's been here longer than Microsoft, and they still have better service than Sony.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice little war. It's a pointless war. It's just a video game system. But, because PC's better than both of them, always.
If you think about it in our perspective as gamers, it's not a pointless war. It's a war of who console is going to make our experience the best.
And I say PC.
Honestly, in my opinion,
I used to hate PC too.
No.
I used to be a PS4 fanboy.
Console will make our life better.
Right. It's the experience.
It's all based on the user's experience. However you like your interface. Xbox is multimedia. PlayStation's meant for just video games.
Yeah. See, there we go. Quit trying to watch Netflix and sit on PlayStation.
Alright, y'all, I'm gonna get out of here. It's cold as shit out in this car.
Well, there we go, another good episode. Special guest Rocco. Hope to have you on the show again soon. Everybody, if you have a generous donation, I would gladly take that. And subscribe. Tune in for the next episode. Peace.